episode number 1235 of the Two Lazy to Register an Account podcast. Thanks for joining us. I'm your host, Willard Wilson. How is everyone doing? Our topic today is Google Stadia hype or flop.
We have some great content for you today. But first, before we move on to talk about the subject of today's episode, let's take a moment to talk about our sponsors. PodBot Door AI. Okay, let's get to it. You'd never guess it from the complete absence of hype, but in exactly 1 month's time a brand new video game format will launch. Google has announced it will shut down Stadia Games and Entertainment, which launched in November 2019. The service, known as Project Stream during development, debuted in a closed beta version with Assassin's Creed Odyssey. Google recently announced, without warning, the closure of the world's first and only online streaming service for video games, and you guessed it, it is Google Stream. Since the launch in November, Google has done very little to update the experience, saying it still lacks key features announced in March 2019. Google has not said when the promised features of the streaming service, such as multiplayer, will actually come into service. Without these important details, it is hard to say whether Stadia will be the right way to play games in the future. When we have the streaming service Stadia in March 2019, we will remain uncertain, but several game marketers have already described it as a flop. Although it has been available for a few days, it is safe to say that Google's launch of the game streaming platform has not been smooth. Even though Google is now out of business, the facts reveal much more than just the hype, which already looks like a monumental flop. Now that Stadia's is in and out in a few weeks and has already been described by MultipleGaming.com and several other media outlets as a flotilla. Of course, Stadia's disappointing start has led to predictions that it will be a failure. The reason I say that it is probably best to say that Stadia's will fail is that Google just doesn't seem to understand how gambling works, and nothing they have done so far offers any indication of what is actually going on and what has happened so often in the gaming industry. Google is plunging itself into a technology that is not yet ready and putting people in a situation where they are not ready for it. Google does not have the ability to set up franchise systems or internal development studios that can compete with those of Microsoft, Sony, or Nintendo. If Google is able to detach itself from a product if it does not have the desired effect, potential users should think about what happens if it is not as successful as they hoped. Here we are wasting the same time that Amazon had with Amazon, which is able to develop a game, launch it and then say, back to the closed beta, without breaking a sweat. This means that Google Stadia is seen as a service for players in an ongoing crisis. If Google behaves, the service itself should be available to all players, not just those who have access to the internet. Google Stadia is not a game console, but a digital storefront of Google where you can buy individual games. Google Stadia are actually a gaming platform, but they are not game consoles. They are digital storefronts that Google operates, and they are really gaming platforms. It is not a game console, but a digital storefront operated by Google. They are digital shops, a digital store run by Google, where you can buy games in digital stores. At the moment, there seems to be little or nothing that distinguishes Google Stadia, except to be a game system that has no games, and that is what it is all about. From the start, game developers were worried that Google would shut it down if they thought the company was a loser. The lack of games on Google Stadia and the continued absence in the months that followed speak volumes about Google's inability to attract developers before launch. Google needs a delivery mechanism, which is exciting in itself, but incredibly late in coming when it comes to an exclusive delivery mechanism for games we haven't seen of. If you're a young indie game company, you can't trust Google to give up a year later. I'm not sure what to do. Hashtag we asked many of the early adopters who picked up Stadia last November. People who increasingly asked Google to say something about the Stadia subreddit. And so far the answer seems to be overwhelmingly no. If you feel bad for game developers who originally feared exactly what they feared and were quickly rescued from a highly acclaimed project, this is exactly what you are doing. Google stuck its neck out at Stadia to see if the market would accept a game that was only in the cloud, but it didn't. On October 22, It turned out that all Stadia pre-orders had been received, although Google had not delivered them all at once, and
it turned out that they had not even been delivered. The Amazon story alone is a reminder that the embarrassing launch that followed is not even the first such uproar in recent months.
This is all for today, guys. My name is Willard and I appreciate your attention. Please join me for the next episode of the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast and share this podcast with your friends if you enjoyed it. Thanks. Bye-bye.